As I mentioned at the start of our liturgy this morning, this is our last day of Pentecost, or Pentecost 26. 26 weeks of Pentecost we've traveled together. And now this is the last one. And so not only is it called Pentecost 26, but it's also called Christ the King, or the reign of Christ. So you've got all these different images of sort of, well, celebration in the sense of, you know, Christ's reign, Christ the King, all these things, these images come together. And then you get this gospel that basically says, well, when Christ comes, there's going to be a reckoning. There's going to be those that are going to go on to the eternal life and those that are going to be left behind. It's really not a really a celebration kind of gospel, is it? It's trying to say, you know, look at, there is these things that are going to take place when Christ comes again. So you think that, well, we should really be having a great celebration kind of gospel. But that's not the case. But if you just take it at the top, where it's just saying, you know, there's going to be a reckoning, you miss out on all the real joyful things that are actually taking place, that are telling us about the reign of Christ that we have all journeyed with this past year. First of all, it talks about the fact that, you know, it doesn't matter how much knowledge you amass, it doesn't matter how much fame you have or how much wealth you have, that to be a part of the kingdom of God is so simple. All you need to do is feed the poor, feed the hungry, give them a drink, ask them what they need, reach out to those who are sick, visit. It's so simple on the surface, isn't it? It just basically saying, look at, eternal kingdom is there for everybody, each and every day. It's so simple. Feed the poor, feed the hungry, reach out to those that are in need, love those that need love, care for those. And so you look at that, that's what's so joyous about this Sunday, is that we're reminded of how simple it is to be a part of the kingdom of God. But there's a catch. It doesn't say that, okay, if every day I go out and do a good work, that I'm guaranteed a spot in heaven. It's not like a bank. But what it is saying is that each and every day that you go out and you reach out to somebody, you're going to see Christ in that person. Think about that. You have the opportunity every day of your life to reach out to people, and in reaching out to them, you will see Christ. Wow. Imagine that. We have the ability to see Christ each and every day, not only in ourselves, but in the people around us. That's pretty special. That's pretty powerful stuff, isn't it? And so when we look at this passage, you look at it and you say, yeah, there's a lot of joy in this gospel passage, because it reminds us how simple it is to see Christ. Christ not only in us, but in the people that we have. You know, St. Francis of Assisi, he was a very wealthy person. And he decided that, well, you know, wealth wasn't everything. But he didn't quite know what to do next. And so he's riding his horse through Florence. Now, I don't know how many have ever been to Florence, but the roads in Florence are very, very narrow. Very narrow. So you can imagine St. Francis on his horse. He's taking up basically the whole road. And so he's going down this road, and he happens to see a leper coming towards him. Now, if you had leprosy back then, you were an outcast. You weren't part of the community. You were ignored. You weren't even on the books as being a person. You simply didn't exist. And so you have Francis going along on his horse, and right in the middle of the road is this person with leprosy. And at that moment, Francis gets off his horse and goes up and hugs the man with leprosy. He just reaches out to him and hugs him. And then the leper lifts his head, and Francis says he saw Christ. Imagine that. By reaching out to this man, he saw Christ. And after that, we see the St. Francis of Assisi, he starts a movement, doesn't he? Does anybody know what the movement's called? What is it? Go ahead. pretty close, Franciscans. The Franciscans. Anyway, we have that same opportunity today by reaching out with this simple formula. Feed those that are hungry. Give drink to those that are thirsty. Love those who need to be loved. Reaching out to those who are in need of a helping hand. Clothe those that need clothes. And in each of those actions, you and I will see Christ in the person in front of us. So that's really what we have a great joy for. So this week, think about that. Think about the opportunities that you will have in the days ahead to celebrate witnessing Christ in the people around us. Amen.